The Terra Barrier. Do not permit old conditioning to prevent you from performing new acts in an efficient and effective manner, or from enjoying that which is your birthright. We have a competitive plane of life and we have a creative plane of life. So what is in between that is an invisible terror barrier. Go ahead and jump over that terror barrier. Just do it. Even if you're scared, do it scared. Jump. Now, Bob Proctor put together this wonderful, wonderful description of a terror barrier. Now, let's pretend that we have like A, someone in bondage, B, someone in reason, C, someone in conflict, which is actually higher, believe it or not. And then we see this line, and then up higher, we have freedom, which is the creative plane of life. So let's pretend that your letter A, bondage. A is when we are in thought bondage, mind bondage. Bondage can mean that we don't know that we don't know. What we're doing when we're in bondage is we are allowing our past thoughts to dictate to us our future realities. We may not know what to do next with our life and feel a little confused and lost in this level. Too many fears seem to have us feeling stuck. We don't feel excited when we get up in the morning. We may even be doing things to self-sabotage our success without even realizing it, like turning up late for appointments, being too tired to finish that last chapter of the book we're writing, etc. We always seem to have a legitimate excuse all ready to go as to why we were late or did not finish a project or make that important call. Perhaps you're a writer and you don't bother sending your scripts out anymore. And if you do send them, you may never follow up. If this sounds like you, there is nothing to fear because you can get over this. Now we're going to move up to level B. This level is called reason. At level B level, we start to have reason. We wake up. The catalyst for this wake up could be any number of things. It could be this book that's your wake-up call. Maybe someone begins to believe in you. Something happens. Your mind begins to shift to the I can attitude. And at last you begin to experience clarity and reason. You start feeling happy again and positive. And you say, that's it. I'm going to do it. Nothing can stop me. You're so excited. And then you move into C-level, conflict. C-level is where our mind begins to revert back to its old way of thinking and causes conflict with our new positive plans for success. Conflict comes up. How does that conflict come up? Okay, the number one conflict can be our old paradigm, and it nearly always is. And this is our mind thinking in the past. This simply means our old conditioning, our old belief system from our subconscious mind begins speaking to us and says, you can't do this. What were you thinking? You're not good enough. You don't have enough talent. Are you kidding? It's too much to handle. Do not listen to this voice. It is just old stinking thinking patterns. We've got to live in the moment, in the now, and not allow that past ego, that past paradigm to do the thinking for us. Say stop that or next, and shift your focus back to right this moment, right now, to what you want. They may not even be your own thoughts that come up. The conflict may come and disturb your newfound reason from another source. It could be a parent, our mate, or even our best friend, or the person you are sitting next to on a plane or in a subway. We are very psychic beings, and we do pick up others' thoughts and vibrations. So you have this new idea and newfound passion about your life and career. You're all excited and share your newfound wisdom and ideas with your spouse or friends. As was stressed on the chapter on decision with Bob, No one but you can decide what you want. Our loved ones think they are helping by discouraging our dreams because they want us to not be disappointed or feel dejected. They simply do not understand the universal laws of creativity and are living in fear. One of these well-meaning loved ones may say, "Oh, but honey, you have a good job now and responsibilities." Or, "Why are you spending all your time and money on this pipe dream? Better off quit now so you don't get hurt." You see, this is simply their old paradigm and their fears. It is not their fault. They love you, but they just don't know the truth. When we have an inspiration to change our lives and live our dreams into reality, it is literally our higher self directing us, and we must follow our creative dreams or we will shrivel up and either die or at least feel dead. Now, in the next portion of the book, not the next chapter, I go into a lot more detail about living in the moment and meditation and how that can help you. But for now, let's just look at it this way, because this is no way to live. So we've got to say stop and next to these negative thoughts that are causing conflict. It's got us living in the past and in the future instead of in the now. In fact, do not share your newfound reason and excitement with anyone unless they are people you know for a fact will encourage and support your dreams. Now the exciting part happens. We move up to level D, the creative plane of life. This is the time when we have to be the bravest, my friend. It's when we have to shoot over the terror barrier. There is no competition in life. It's you out there doing it. No one can stop you. You can't take away from anybody else if you want to be successful and make great money doing what you love to do. There is plenty for everyone. There is an unlimited supply. All you can do is add magic to what we're all part of. So, you see, there wasn't really any terror barrier at all. It was an imaginary line. It's all just an imaginary boundary in our minds. Go to the creative plane of life. Jump over into the land of creative freedom. It is so vital for us to not ask for the opinions of others unless they truly know what we feel and are there to help and support our vision. Don't ask for advice from someone about your career and goals unless that person has done it successfully themselves. We get out of conflict by jumping over the imaginary self-imposed terror barrier. Do not be afraid, as it is only an illusion. And even if we are scared, then let us do it scared. But please just do it. And remember, the main reason anyone ever asks anyone else's opinion is because we want them to agree with us. So if it's someone that you're just wanting them to agree with and they don't agree with you, you will get all confused, despondent, you'll start blaming them and you'll go down a rabbit hole of negativity. So just stay focused on your dream yourself. Now, another great idea is to say, "It is not fear I'm feeling. It's actually excitement. And I simply did not recognize the feeling. Yes, I'm actually excited. That's the feeling. It's not anxiety, it's excitement." If you still feel some conflict coming up, simply say, "Okay, this has been explained to me. The anxiety I am feeling is only in my mind. It is the imaginary terror barrier. I know it is only my old ideas, my past thinking that are making me feel this fear because I am going for something big and it feels different to go for something so big. My dream is beautiful. I deserve to be successful and happy and live my own life. I'm going to jump through the fear and go for it." Be persistent for a little bit longer. You may only be 5 minutes away from having your dream come true. Smile and say, "You can't trick me again. You're not real. Next." Listen to this chapter over again and again until the fear is gone. Listen to this book at least 4 times and then listen to it again every month. Another extremely powerful way to release fear is to get organized and learn about the power of a daily action list. When we are taking action with focus, we don't have time to ponder the ifs that lead to fear, because we are living in the moment.